what are we going to do? As we promised that at the beginning of this project that we're going to provide ocean prediction to support ITAP. And that's what we do. The model we use called ESMS, East Asia Sea Oceanographic Forecast System, which is actually cover a larger area than ITAP region, started from the South China Sea or West to Sea of Japan. Okay, so started from the August 1st, that's a couple of weeks before the IOP. We started to do the ocean outcast forecast. Every day we have a 5 day started initialized with the model with the 5 days ago model view to the data estimation of simulate the satellite meter and MCST generated ocean analysis over a period of 5 days, and then we do a 5 day forecast and everything. Every 3 hours we have dumped out the output, and which is upload to the ITAP server every day. And this show a period of time. It's most interesting, a couple typhoon go through the region. So every day we provide all the actually 3D view, is now in the surface view. And we also provide satellite data, which is used for data simulation, as well as the low-gap view, which is used for pulsing. We also have a derivative, like ocean tea content, in price T100, as well as the D24, that's the depth of the 24 degrees C. And every day, we provide this in the morning, afternoon, evening, and throughout those for the briefing. All those data over the period is in the ITAP server. But in case you miss something, you can go to this web, this FTP site to get it. We also provide the surface column as well as the coems to the Yating and Xiluang Swan. Compare with the observation at the A4 moving, the amplitude, the prediction of the amplitude is not that bad. It's actually quite good. The prediction is blue, the observation is blue. And prediction is the red, and forecast is in the green. However, the period is quite a lot, and we are looking into that. Oh, by the way, according to Yating, he actually increase the coem wing 20% to be able to get this nice match of the wave height prediction. And after that, at IOP, we continue to provide the prediction. In this case, maybe East cruise, until end of the December, November actually. And all the graphics also archived by the URL. Okay. But in case you need more, you could go to this website to get it. Thanks to Yi and his student, Xiaofang. We actually have almost real-time evaluation on the fly. This shows one phase of the evaluation about the two model, one statistic, another one ES. And considering the this show SST, this show the this show the T100 compared with the observation which has come from the XBT from the Argo director, Argo director and Mooning, all get it in real time. And considering the forcing, the surface forcing, the uncertainty from the low gap, as well as the satellite data we use to generate those profile. At the eternal time, this this result is not that bad. They do it every day, right?
Yeah, 3 days.
I really have to call them today. Okay, the Ted, his student, also use the ES as well as the AXBT to do some study. This is all A data. We're still trying to catch up. What they found is that, well, we know the type of intensity intensification is quite complicated, like what the pay show as well as E show yesterday. But what does that student find is that in this case, the intensity is quite correlated with the subsurface future. Even in the warm, the hurricane typhoon passed through the well, 180, the intensification intensity was increased, decreased during the passage of the cold feature. But most interesting is that star is come from the chip prediction, intensity prediction. Not as good. Miss the variation due to this subsurface structure, because this is the statistic model, they used the climatology, OHG, as the predictor. So they don't have any variation, subsurface variation considered in their prediction. So the panel suggests that they should use the AXBT or the module, OHC, as a predictor. If that come out, the prediction improve in the model, then that have quite an impact on the operational typhoon intensity prediction. Another thing they do is they intensity compare the XBT with the model profile. And what they found is that outside of the hurricane, the comparison is not that bad. But inside the hurricane, the ocean model ES prediction is underestimated mixed lake effect. That's big, not mixing up. We know why, because we use the low gap, according to the E1's evaluation that during the typhoon, the wind speed is only about half of the moving measurement. So, it leaks before the IOT. He suggests that we should have this daily analysis of the typhoon wind. Unfortunately, that didn't materialize. So we don't have. During the period time, we are Eureka also suggest, because not much of typhoon to work with, so we should do something about the internal tide. So we did. So we turned on the tide in the ES model. this show that the simulation. This is very interesting because though we are in the oceanography, is that we are wondering why the surface thermocline keep like that, why over 100 years it's not, you know, warm at surface, cold at bottom, and become two layers. And the suggestion is that the internal tide provide the energy for the mixing, deep mixing, to maintain the thermocline. This is very interesting. Some people estimate the internal tidal energy from the L-meter. We could use the module to do a little bit calculation as well. Another thing, this is further down by the comparison. Before we do that, we need to a periodic check. And this showed the comparison with the ruling data by the Yahoo. Right, you also do a little bit comparison. We look at the dial type, which is most important in this region, and also show very good. The more interesting is that some other people actually suggest typhoon or hurricane or the winter storm actually provide the energy, majority of the energy, to do the emission. But we all know from those observations, the surface energy actually was propagated downward into the straight line or into the thermocline. That was used to do mixing and maintain the structure of the temperature in the ocean. So this is competing idea. We are here to reach the observation. We could sort it out a little bit, I hope, and that's what we're going to do next. But before we could really do that successfully, we really need a wing, realistic wing. Wing analysis, particularly typhoon, so we could have a better estimate of the energy on the model simulation. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Cohen's group at NRL Monterey provided four Cohen's forecasting and the targeting products.